Doug Wright. Interrupting everything to cover breaking news. You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
Before we bring Mia Love on the line, I think we're setting that up right now. I wanted to have you hear exactly what does seem to be unfolding. And this whole thing is so bizarre down in Venezuela, of course. And we have a Utah from Riverton, Josh Holt, who has been held now for about 2 years. Everybody believes it's trumped up, if not totally bogus charges that have kept him in a Venezuelan prison. And Mia Love, the rest of our House of Representatives delegation, our senators, especially Senator Hatch, have been working on this. And all of a sudden, there's this Facebook message. Prison riots are going on. Listen to what Josh said.
I need help. So they've taken the entire prison where I'm at. The people have taken the entire prison. They're outside. They're trying to break in. They're saying that they want to kill me. They're saying that they want me as their guarantee. I need help.
He also said this.
How long do I have to suffer here? How long do my kids have to go asking for their mommy and daddy? How long do I have to suffer?
Okay. What do we do here? What do we do? Josh Holt, how long do I have to... 2 years. And now... I listened to a longer cut of this where he's talking about how he felt, I mean, people were outside, they wanted to come in, they wanted to kill him. It went on and on, and oh my goodness, it just breaks your heart. I've talked to his mom, and you know, we've had updates over the years on that, and wow. All right, Mia Love is on the line right now, and Josh is, or at least the whole family certainly is, constituents of Mia Love and representative. Boy, this is just heartbreaking. And I keep wondering what in the world is going on here. In one of the messages that he sent out, and there were tweets or all kinds of things. And for one thing, I kind of wonder how that happens too. How does he get on Facebook? How do these things occur? And then he talks about the fact that he's been told that as long as Marco Rubio keeps mentioning him, he'll never get out of jail. What's happening here from your point of view?
It's such a delicate balance, and it's very difficult. I mean, I'm monitoring the situation this morning. We've been on the news we've been on the phone with the State Department all day yesterday, with NSC yesterday, with the White House yesterday, and it's a complete disaster. The country's a disaster. They're not letting anyone from the embassy near the jail. They won't let them in the jail. All they can tell us is that they can confirm that there is a riot. They can confirm that Joshua has barricaded himself in that room. It seems like the rioting is somewhat under control, but still, I don't know how you can actually control riots, but it seems very unstable. There's also speculation that it's a tie to Sunday's election, where Nicolas Maduro is expected to be reelected amid all of the corruptions and severe poverty in Venezuela. But we've got no extradition treaties in Venezuela. We've got absolutely no any deals that we can make. It's very difficult because we're dealing with gangs and we're dealing with a regime that is horrible to their own people.
Well, when you hear from Josh that there are those who want to, this is paraphrasing, but basically they want to paint his cell red with his blood. And you hear terms like that, and then you hear other things where they want to basically use him as a pawn in negotiations. And I start wondering, who are they? Is it the rioters? Is it the
right
government?
Right.
I'm so confused on this.
Yeah, but, you know, we, like I said, I don't know who they are also, and it's really interesting to not know where the right is coming from. There are gangs that are just trying to take over the jail. There are a couple of also the regime that's trying to take over the jail, because there are some prisoners that Nicolas Maduro has actually placed in that prison. So it's an unstable situation. I mean, here, this is an example of a country that was thriving and growing, and all of a sudden it's one of the most unstable, horrific countries in the world. And so I'm absolutely concerned. I'm absolutely concerned. I'm asking the State Department at this point, what is the strategy? At least tell me if there is a strategy. But what is the strategy? Do we have any hopes of getting Joshua out? When I go and I say, okay, does it help for us to get out and talk at the media? I mean, and of course, Joshua is telling us every time Marco goes out and talks about Joshua, it makes them upset. I mean, does it help if we do it? Because right now, doing nothing is not working.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know what the strategy is. Because, I have gotten very close to Lori. As a mother, I'm telling you, I cannot tell you how upset she is. I mean, you can probably have an idea, but here is a mother who day in, day out, the first thing she thinks about when she wakes up is how do I get Joshua out? The last thing she thinks about when she goes to bed is what's going to happen to my son. And as a mother with three kids, I mean, I can't tell you how upsetting that is.
Well, and the other thing we're all concerned about is the status of the woman he went down there to marry, and there are kids involved here, and where in the heck is she, and what the heck is happening with the kids?
Well, we haven't heard very much about her. As you can understand, Joshua is a U.S. citizen, so the State Department, their first priority, obviously, is for Joshua, and you know they're keeping an eye on what's happening with Joshua and Tammy. But I don't even know where the children are. I kind of, even if I did, I would probably keep it quiet just in case.
Yeah.
It would put them in danger. But what's good is that Joshua can communicate. I cannot talk about the details of that. But we want to keep the line of communication open, obviously, because it allows when situations like this to happen for us to be on alert.
Well, as you mentioned, I cannot imagine the frustration with, you know, those that are close to Josh, those, his mother, especially Laurie, who's been on this show. And every time I have her on, it just breaks my heart. And sometimes she's fairly stoic, and other times you can just hear it in her voice. It's breaking her heart.
Yeah. Of course, and of course, I mean, you think about your children and what you do in that situation. And so the best thing I can do is let her know that I'm not giving up. Let her know that, you know, when she reaches out, she has my personal cell phone number, so she has no problems reaching out to me and calling and speaking to me directly when situations like this arise. But she knows that I am going to do everything I can, and I have to behave in a way that if it were my son, how would I want my representative to react to this? How would I want her to deal with the situation? And so that's the perspective I'm taking it from. And at this point, like I said, what's next? I think it's time for the State Department to quickly produce a plan of action to resolve the situation. What does that mean? Does it mean that we have to physically go in? I mean, because that's an act of war. I mean, let us at least start talking about what are the options out there, and just be completely frank about what can or cannot be done.
Boy, Mia, it is such a tough situation, and I've appreciated your willingness to chat about it. We can feel the frustration everywhere when we've talked with Senator Hatch. He's kind of been on the spear point over in the Senate on this as well. And Mia, bring us any updates, won't you, that you might hear? And as you talk with Lori, I haven't talked with her for a little while, but give her our best, won't you?
I will. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you so much. Mia Love, who is 4th District Representative here in the state of Utah, and this family in Riverton, Utah, they're her constituency. 9:30 here at KSL.